fracking has become an issue in the U.S. Senate race between John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz. At one time, each criticized fracking, but now they both support it. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports politicians in the state often calibrate their views on the subject to fit those of their voters.
As a syndicated columnist, Oz once called for a pause on fracking pending the results of a public health study. But in this week's debate, he gushed about its economic potential.
I've been very consistent. Fracking has been demonstrated. It's a very old technology to be safe. It is a lifeline for this Commonwealth to be able to build wealth, similar to what they've been able to achieve in other states.
And before new state rules were put in place in 2016, Fetterman wanted a moratorium on fracking. But here's what he said in the debate.
I've always supported fracking, and I always believe that independence with our energy is critical, and we can't be held, ransom to somebody like Russia.
That's in contrast to what he said before. He once signed a pledge to ban fracking in the state. And in 2018, he told the Real Progressives internet talk show that he'd never supported fracking. But in the same interview, Fetterman explained why he supported fracking at a steel mill near his home to preserve 3,000 union jobs.
So that's not pro-fracking. That's saying I'm pro-union, I'm pro-family, I'm pro-steel.
The hard-to-pin-down views of both Fetterman and Oz on fracking reflect voters' own views on the issue. It's often discussed during campaigns, but it's never a top issue for voters, like the economy or abortion are this year. Chris Borick, director of the Institute of Public Opinion at Muhlenberg College, says most voters in Pennsylvania don't want an outright ban.
On the other hand, Pennsylvanians have been really fairly consistent in wanting fracking to be monitored, regulated, taxed in ways that the state often has not.
Burwood Yost, director of the Center for Opinion Research at Franklin and Marshall College, says the issue is more tricky for Democrats like Fetterman. Many of their voters worry about fracking's potential for groundwater pollution and long-term health impacts for people living near wells. But he says Fetterman is trying to win back voters the Democratic Party has been losing for years.
There are sizable numbers of particularly white working class voters who feel strongly that fracking is, that kind of energy development is good for the economy.
Don Furco is one of the voters Fetterman is trying to court. He's head of a local steelworkers union at a U.S. steel plant near Pittsburgh. Many workers at his plant, at least the vocal ones, are voting for Oz over issues like guns and abortion, Furco says. But he is voting for Fetterman because he sees him as on the side of workers, like those at his mill.
I think if he had to straddle the fence, that his, the foot that he's stepping with is going to be the one that's with jobs.
Outside a shopping plaza in the Pittsburgh suburb of West Mifflin, Carol Martin and her husband John, both 82, say they support fracking.
It creates a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
And keeps people working.
And keeps the price of everything down. It's a cheap fuel.
John will be voting for Oz. Carol says she's not sure who she'll be voting for. Her top issues are the economy and the war in Ukraine. As to Fetterman's changing views on fracking, that doesn't bother her much.
He's for it now, that's fine. If he was against it then, he changed his mind. A lot of them changed their mind on a lot of things.
A few stores over, Andrea Webb of the Pittsburgh neighborhood of Mount Oliver says she's against fracking because she's worried about its environmental impacts.
Like my god-granddaughter tells me, save the planet, Nana, save the planet, okay? And fracking is very harmful, especially to people's water supply, underground water.
Even though Fetterman supports fracking, she'll still vote for him because she likes his stand on other issues like the economy. She thinks the government should be doing more to help people with low incomes. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.